Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Thanks.
Hola. Mark, welcome to the program. Random question, What's happening, man? How's the weekend?
All right.
Okay. All right, Mark. Let me see what we have for you. Okay. All right. Why were you denied entry or kicked out of someplace, Mark? Maybe you were fired, you know, whatever.
Let me see. Denied entry or kicked out.
Or fired works as well. That's the same thing, just in a work environment.
Let's see. A work environment.
Well, could be. In other words, you could be fired from a job, asked to leave.
Yeah.
Pick up your stuff and go.
Right.
You could be in a bar, asked to leave.
Yeah, probably... I got busted for having a fake ID. This was quite a long time ago. This would have been late 80s. I had a fake ID, and the guy they caught me. The server caught me and said, you know, you got to leave. So
what was it about your ID that tipped it off? Because I'm guessing we're about the same age. Because late 80s when I was rocking a fake ID, and I do feel like at that particular time in existence, the fake ID, you'd almost mastered the art of the fake ID because it was kind of pre-holograms and all that crap.
Yes.
Like, basically, all the stuff they do now on IDs is because guys like us found a way to circumvent it with the fakes.
So I was when I was in the military, and a buddy of mine took our ID, you know, and he cut out, like, from the date of birth of 69, cut out the little square, turned and glued it, and it was to 66. So then I could get. And he did the same thing to his ID, eventually his chain of command figured out that he did that. I can't remember exactly how. I didn't get caught, but somehow I think he tried to use it again, or somebody's chain of command found out. And he lost a rank. He got busted big time by the commander.
Wow, he lost a rank for that. So
damn.
Is that probably, I'm guessing, the same punishment these days as far as you know?
Yeah, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. I think his commanding officer was probably nicer to him than he could have been.
Okay, all right.
I mean, it's a fake ID at that age. Like, I know you're not supposed to do it, but I also know what it is to be that age, and we're not letting you drink, even though you're in the military. I would assume you have a fake ID.
My guy that grew up with named Ty, I think he was 3 years older than me. Yeah, because he was a senior when I was a sophomore. So he was 3 years older than me. Gets to college, and he was a big dude. He's a bouncer at a bar. But one of the more popular bars in town. It didn't matter how popular it was. I could get in that bar.
Because of him, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he was always the doorman at Dr. John's. And one of the things he would do, he would confiscate a lot of IDs. Now, his roommate was also his best friend growing up, who also lived in our neighborhood, Rob. And they continued, they became roommates when they got into college. Rob was a weed guy, so he sold weed. But what he also would do, because Ty did not want to get involved in this racket, he would collect the IDs, but then Rob would resell them.
Sure.
So then when you came over to their place, you could get, you know, an eighth of weed. If you found an ID that was close enough that you thought you could risk buying.
What did it charge?
At that point in time, it was $50.
$50. All right.
Eighth of weed is $20.
So yeah, exactly.
The
man.
Rule is you cannot go to Dr. John's and use this ID.
So if you bought one off of Rob, right, you can't take it back bar, there.
Which is the wrong thing to say to anybody because you're basically admitting where these came from and where they were confiscated. But that was the rule that they
he's
put
also
into
selling weed. I think he's like, "What? I'm an open book, guys."
Exactly. Exactly. I have been kicked out. I have been asked to leave bars based on behaviors of the people that I was around, more so than me. You'd think it'd be my mouth or whatever. My mouth has got me in trouble plenty. But as far as getting kicked out of stuff, it was other people getting physical with people or just being stupid or saying something to somebody's girlfriend. And
yeah, I mean, I've gotten kicked out for that stuff where it's just like, okay, if you know this guy, just knowing the friends are going to back up friends, not that you've done anything or kicking your buddy out, please go with him. Because as far as we see, you're like the next troublemaker in line. Got 86 from a bar, just arguing with the wrong person. Long story short, did not realize they were the owner. And to be honest with you, even if I had known, it would not have changed.
We got kicked out of there before.
Because still the turbo. Oh, not that place.
Oh.
That place, we got booted out. I'm not entirely sure why.
We were laughing at the guy singing karaoke.
Oh, no. Not that experience. I'm at an entirely different bar.
All right.
It was a high dive.
Yes, we got kicked out of there and went
and
back 10 years later.
I still don't know why we were kicked out entirely. I really don't. But yeah, we went back 10 years later. We're like, there's no way they're going to remember. We were there.
I thought it was something like you were sitting, you were kind of standing in the
wait station.
We were moved.
No. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she was just being bitchy, so we flipped her some ass back. And I mean, that was it. But we weren't particularly rude, right? But anyway, we go in 10 years later, and we're like, there's no way they're going to recognize us. We're there for 2 minutes. The manager walks up. I remember you guys, but all was forgiven.
Yes, thank God.
But I mean, he rolled
thank
up
God's like, oh, no.
Instantly.
Oh,
we're like,
no.
You've got to be kidding. It's been a decade.
Yes.
Actually, you know what, man? I got turned down service at a bar. I will not say where. It's fairly close to where we're at. This had to be 6-7 years ago. I'm meeting friends there. And I met them directly after work. They're already there. I walk in. I sit down at the edge of the bar. We start talking. When I ask for a drink, the bartender man, real snotty, he's like, I'm not serving you. I'm like, what did I'd never been in this bar before. And then I'm like, do I know this guy? I don't know him from Adam. So I'm like, what's the problem? He's like, you're already drunk. I truly was not. I do not know how we reached this conclusion. I mean, I literally came in, greeted my friends, maybe 2 minutes passed before he came over to get my drink. And as soon as I ordered, he's like, no. And he was, I mean, like angry at me.
It's probably like Chili's at the Anchorage airport.
Yeah, but you were drunk.
No, I wasn't. We just left the hotel and got to the airport at Chili's.
But I think there's residual drunk.
Oh, well, that
I'm not saying we were drinking. I'm saying you were drunk.
You're saying I woke up.
Because we woke up drunk. Well, we definitely woke up drunk. But this lady, again, we walk into a Chili's at the Anchorage airport. We sit down. She's taking our drink orders, which is always the first line of business. Miles ordered like a vodka and something. And she's like, no, no drinks for you.
Yep.
I definitely got asked to leave a bar in Vegas once because we've been drinking at the pool all day.
Yeah.
Took like a tiny nap. They were like, come on. So we go down to Fremont Street and we're partying. And then I went to get a drink and the guy was like, I think you're drunk. I can't serve you. And I was like, do I have to leave? And he's like, no. And I was like, oh, no worries, man. I promise I won't drink.
Oh.
But I forgot. And then I went up to and asked for a drink and he's like, well, now I got to kick you out, man. And I go, well, why? And he goes, I told you I can't serve it. I go, you're right, you're right. And he goes, yeah, but you've asked me twice now. I got to kick you out. I was all right, no worries.
Okay.
You're right.
And what was your fake ID name?
Sal. Salanon Alto Tapio.
How did anyone think that that is your name?
Sal Tapio?
I'm just saying if I'm looking, well, you could say Sal. And I go,
but
Sal's maybe.
Italian. Tapio is definitely Latin.
But I'm looking at your
full
ID.
This guy, Salanon. Yeah, he was definitely like, I'll just say Persian because I don't know which country
his name is. That's what I'm saying. I see Salanon.
Sal Tapio.
And
Sal
I'm
Tapio.
Looking at your ass like, man, I just.
The Italian Central America.
I'm just
saying. I mean, look, to be honest, that ID was not very good. It was from Delaware.
Persian Ted.
He makes a lasagna quesadilla.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a Euro lasagna. But that was also one of those terrible IDs. We went to, I think it's closed. So I don't mind talking about it. But you know every college town kind of has the one bar you can go to?
Sure.
So if you're a Dead fan, there it's called Terrapin Station, but also because of Maryland Terrapins. So they were kind of known for that. So Sal Tapio, a couple of these IDs worked great, and we were in there. We were still in high school. We got in there earlier, and we're shooting pool and drinking beer. And the guy goes, "Hey, man, we're not taking those IDs tonight." And we're like, "Oh, all right."
What are those IDs?
Like, basically, like the SE ones you have.
Okay.
Like, right. We know what they are. Okay. We've detected
them. He's not going to say fake, but just
right, he just
those.
Said, "We're not accepting those tonight." And then we're like, "Oh, all right. You know, we're high school kids. We don't know." And he's like, no, man. Finish your pitchers.
Yeah.
I got to kick you out by like 9:30.
Sweet. Hey.
How is awesome. That legal?
Awesome.
It's not.
Enjoy your beers, guys.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We get a contest on the line. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Justin, our categories today. We have for you the 10 best guitarists of all time. We have extended the list to 20. If you get 10 correct, I will give you the category.
Mm-hmm.
But no help, all right? The 10 best rock guitarists of all time. Then we have for you the best barbecue cities in America in honor of the 3-day Memorial Day weekend coming up. So do you want to grill and barbecue, or do you want to listen to a little rock and roll?
Let's go with some barbecue.
Barbecue it is?
Barbecue cities.
All right. Which U.S. cities should be at the top of your barbecue bucket list? To separate the top sirloins from the chuck roast or barbecue scenes, Lawn Starter, our favorite people who do this, they judge the 2024 best barbecue cities in America. So they looked at 500 of the biggest U.S. cities based on five categories. They looked at access to barbecue vendors and smokehouses, consumer ratings on Yelp, competition awards, and the number of barbecue festivals among 20 total metrics.
And wait, how big are the cities?
They're all sizable cities in the top 10, without question. They're all considered cities.
Okay.
So, Justin, you know the game is played. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. These are the best barbecue cities in the United States. By the way, Justin, just so you know, do you guys know the worst barbecue city in America?
Pearl City, Hawaii.
Auburn, Washington.
Really?
No kidding.
Auburn, Washington, tied with Sandy, Utah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is there even any barbecue joints out there in Auburn?
I don't know.
Well, if they are, they're not very good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know we have a listener. I think he's from Auburn, but he told me he's won prizes.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be damned.
Maybe he's the only spot in town.
Okay. I don't know.
All right, Justin, what are you thinking as far as the 10 best barbecue cities?
God, I had to go with Memphis.
Okay. Memphis, Tennessee. That would be number two, Justin. You're getting the hang of it right away. There you go.
Oh, yeah. And you guys said it earlier, KC.
KC, on the list, number one.
What was Memphis?
Three. Yeah, yeah, Memphis was two.
Two. Oh, damn.
Two. Okay.
And then Austin, Houston.
Houston, you want to go with both of those together?
Sure.
You're right. Houston's number three on the list.
Yeah.
Austin, Texas, number seven on the list. You are 4-for-4 so far.
Ooh, okay, let's see here.
These are sizable cities. And look, don't necessarily take my word on this, but I'm trying to think, like, Georgia has good barbecue, so maybe Atlanta falls in there. Or North Carolina falls in, so it'll be Raleigh.
Charlotte. You might want to put Charleston in there, too, man. Rodney Scott's got restaurants down there.
It gets tough when you
start. But I don't know about Georgia. I feel like Georgia doesn't get the love. I feel like it's either
Carolinas
or Tennessee.
There is also, I know you mentioned Missouri. There's also one of the top barbecue cities are in Kansas as well.
Not just Kansas City.
Not just Kansas
That's
City, Missouri.
Not Missouri. Missouri. Yeah, because I'm thinking what you're thinking.
So, just going to throw it out there. St. Louis, or St. Louis Ribs.
St. Louis is number six.
All right, that's what I was thinking.
Yes.
All right.
So you got both the cities in Missouri taken care of. There is one more in Kansas in that same area.
Wichita?
I'm not sure what else is right there.
Right, what other places in Kansas do you go to?
Topeka?
I know, I'm sort of
Topeka Barbecue.
You're overthinking it.
Winchester?
Is it just the other part of Kansas City that's in... I was going to say Kansas City again.
Yeah, I think it'd be Kansas City, Kansas, as opposed to Kansas City, Missouri.
You got to say it, man.
Come on, Justin.
Kansas City, Kansas, man.
Kansas City, Kansas.
That's number four.
There we go.
Had to beg you into it, but yes. Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
So the Kansas side ranks three places lower than the Missouri side.
That is correct.
But aren't they one kind of giant city separated by a river?
No, not if you talk to the people who live there.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I understand that there's a divide between the two. However, you guys are making the same doggone barbecue.
I don't know, because keep in mind, when we were there, what was amazing, when we brought up the fact, well, it's one city, and they go, right, but you got to understand, you have to go by state laws. So the people that live on one side have a, I won't say much different way of living, but certain things are legal there that's not legal in the other. So it adds to some friction, I guess, between the two sides. I was like, wow, okay.
How many West Coast?
There is one West Coast city that makes the list.
Los Angeles.
That is number five. You are correct, Justin. So far you've got the top seven. Austin, Texas, St. Louis, Missouri, L.A., Kansas City, Kansas, Houston, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, and number one, Kansas City, Missouri.
Are we all done with Texas, Miles?
No, we are not, Mike.
I would say maybe Dallas. Is... All right.
San Antonio's
number eight. Very good. Two left. These are major cities in the United States.
Does one of them have a football team in the Ravens division?
No.
Okay. I was thinking Cincinnati.
Are we still thinking Carolinas a little bit?
No.
Not Carolinas. Man, it could be something in like Kentucky too. Because they have a lot of barbecue festivals.
Yeah.
Should we put Atlanta on there?
These are big cities.
I'm thinking Atlanta. I have Atlanta written down just because it's the size. And you're right. You don't hear about Georgia barbecue, but there's no way it's bad, right? It's up to you, man, but I would guess Atlanta.
I kind of want to guess Chicago.
Oh. Chicago's more famous.
Chicago?
For...
Is that what you're going to go with?
Sure. Let's go Chicago.
Number nine.
Wow.
Damn. Yep.
Number nine.
Actually,
Chicago, Illinois.
They do have the biggest barbecue festival of the year is in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So, Justin.
Let's go get our guess of Atlanta.
Okay, all right.
Do not listen to me anymore.
That's two strikes, Justin. You got one left. There's one major U.S. city that is part of the best barbecue cities in the country.
Can you give me a coast or like direction of the country?
East Coast. And he said major cities. Do it. Like, is it as simple as New York? I don't know. They got a whole lot.
But would it be D.C.?
He said you're going to go to New York?
Mike said New York. Let's go with it.
You got it, man. You ran the table.
All right.
There you go. Those are the best barbecue cities. Thanks to the folks here at LawnStarter.com. Number 10 is New York, New York, followed by Chicago, Illinois in 9th, San Antonio, Texas, 8, Austin, Texas, 7, St. Louis, Missouri, 6, L.A. at 5, Kansas City, Kansas is 4, Houston, Texas, 3, Memphis, Tennessee is 2nd, and Kansas City, Missouri. So the states, according to this, with the most locations, would be Texas with 3.
Without a doubt.
Followed by Missouri with 2.
What's the best barbecue you've had? Not only the place, but just the general location.
Oh, right, wow.
It's Houston, man. I'm sorry. Houston, just they crush it.
Honestly, Birmingham, Alabama.
I believe that.
Just so good.
I mean, it's just tough because in South Carolina, I've had the best pork of my life.
Yep.
But the brisket at Terry Black's in Austin's hard to beat.
Okay.
And for the record, Austin, Lockhart, Texas, which is about an hour south, is considered the birthplace of that central Texas barbecue. So, like, Terry Black's, an offshoot of the original Black's, they all started in Lockhart and kind of got moved up to a bigger city.
Okay. Come over to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Good or bad, what food reminds you of home? 206-803-ROCK.
I'm just admitting I'd be a lazy meat eater.
You're a scavenger.
Yeah. Man, I'm not going through all the trouble, but you went through the trouble. There's some left. I'm going to go over there. And granted, I got like 18 of my buddies with me, you know. We're all going to eat a little something.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the thing, right? The cheetah's cool, but it gets so exhausted, so that's why the hyenas, let the cheetah kill it and then go, all right, let's go get it.
Oh, are you tired from running?
Aren't we kind of scavengers? I've never hunted something besides a fish and ate it.
That's true. Someone else did the work.
Yeah, it just shows up. I buy it and cook it.
Yeah, it's the hyena way, brother.
We are hyenas.
The hyena diet. That's my new lose weight on the hyena diet. Hello, Adrian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Hola!
Hey, so yeah, well, before I say anything, I just want to say my mom is alive, healthy, and doing very well. Just putting that out there, Miles. So,
I didn't ask!
But if you do ask, his mom's going to drop dead if you ask. He's just saying, I love my mom, so please don't, because she will drop dead the moment
much
you
ask. I've learned from Will Smith not to put things in my mouth.
Yeah.
They come out of my mouth, you know?
But yeah, she can make pasta like nobody else. I mean,
like she makes pasta from scratch?
Spaghetti. From scratch.
Really?
Yes. I mean, and it's amazing. Her culinary skills don't really, you know, they don't go out there much, but when it comes to Italian food, it is magnificent.
Now, when you were growing up, if your mom made pasta, because again, when you're a kid, you only know what you know. Did you assume that everyone's mother or father was out there hooking up fresh pasta?
I sort of did until I went to, you know, my friend's house and their mom made spaghetti. And I swear to God, she used ketchup.
Yeah, see, I don't like sweet sauce. That's one thing. Any kind of base with sweet and tomato sauce, I know right away. I'm not going to like it because that's not what I grew up traditionally with. The only exception to that is the sauce they put on Detroit-style pizza, which is a little bit sweeter for some reason.
But it's covered with a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
But now, pizza sauce tends to be sweeter.
But your mother actually made these pastas from scratch. I mean, she had the pasta-making machine and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, she would go out to a place because we're from Sacramento, and there was a fresh noodle, like, bakery, I guess you'd call it, that was down the street. So she would go get the noodles from them.
Okay. So they were fresh noodles then. She would make the sauce.
Yeah, they were fresh noodles.
Can you even stand the boxed noodles if that's what you grew up with?
You know, I really can't. I used to go out there and try other spaghetti, and, you know, I end up just comparing it to hers, and now I just avoid it.
Okay. So do you buy fresh pasta, or do you make fresh pasta, or do you avoid pasta if it's not fresh?
Oh, no. If I make it, I just get the box of noodles.
Oh, okay. Well, another thing with food, and especially with pasta growing up, that was a tradition where every Sunday after church, so it was an early dinner, you know, 1:30.
Why is Sunday the one day people will eat dinner?
We did the same thing. We didn't have pasta. It was always like a roast or whatever. But
it's ingrained.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Let me take this back. If it wasn't football season, then it was always an early Sunday. But if like the Commanders were playing at 4, we weren't sitting down to dinner.
But I will say this. It was like lunch at school. If we got pizza, which was our favorite, it was always on a Friday. It wasn't every Friday, but it was maybe every other Friday. Right. It was pizza day. You look forward to that day. And it was a certain day. And pasta was the same way. So even today, if I'm going to make pasta, I make it Sundays.
Really?
Because that's what I know. That's the day. So like I would look forward to Sundays going over there and having pasta because I loved it. And it was one of those things where, you know, you needed to clear your plate growing up. And I had no problem going back.
Pasta, you could do that.
I had no problem going back for seconds. I loved the taste of it. I loved everything about it. But if you were to say, like, hey, let's go out to Italian on a Wednesday night, I'd be like, no. We'll go on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's we'll go early, you know?
That's kind of my weird thing with pizza. Like, as much as I like pizza, I don't like it for lunch.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, to me, same thing. We had it, I wouldn't say every Friday, but it was often. That was our thing, right? Like, when we were kids, like, we would go out, you go to Alario's, you go to Three Brothers, you get pizza or bring it home. And you, like, watch a movie. But, like, it's so ingrained. Like, again, I love pizza. But, like, when it's at lunch, I'm like, nah. To me, it's a dinner time food.
I can eat pizza anytime.
Well, I mean, I really will eat it.
Right, but you didn't buy it.
Correct.
Right. Someone comes in, do you want a slice? Okay.
Yeah. Like, it's just odd. You know what I mean? Like,
same with me with a hamburger. Hamburger's dinner for me. Hamburger and french fries. That's dinner.
Really?
Yes. Only.
To me, that's lunch or dinner.
Nah,
it's too much. It's too
all right,
much
I'm
lunch.
With Miles. If it's at work, like you've never seen me eat a hamburger or pizza for lunch at work.
There's a hamburger place you can go. There's two of them.
I know. And people rave about it. But I'm with Miles. For some reason, during the week, a burger is in the evening. Now, if it's a Saturday or Sunday, we're having a cookout, have an afternoon burger for lunch.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, the burgers at the place you're talking about, pretty good.
Yeah.
They do a great job. And I will get one for lunch, get two for lunch. It's like, to me, pizza and hamburgers, I'm like, this is an anytime. Let me rephrase that. Pizza is an anytime meal because you eat it for breakfast, if it's from the night before, you name it. Burgers, lunch, and dinner. No breakfast.
See, to me,
I don't know anyone that eats a breakfast burger.
To me, pizza is...
Wait,
is...
Mike, you eat breakfast burgers, man?
No, you don't. No.
You can.
Wait. Now, that's a very...
That's a breakfast sandwich. That means sausage.
That's
kind of where I'm drawing the line here. Look, I did put it on a bun. Yeah, it's a sausage instead of a hamburger patty. But it's
entirely different somehow.
To be honest though, I dated a girl. If we had gone out the night before and then been somewhere very early, well, to watch soccer because she was nice and would go with me, she would always get a burger for breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, she loved it.
And it's not the worst thing in the world. That's the Jack in the Box in you.
Yeah, it is.
Because they do that.
They do.
Well, what's the difference between having steak and eggs and having a burger?
Because you added eggs.
Oh, I put an egg on my burger.
Oh yeah, Sunrise Burger.
Do you get steak and eggs?
Never.
I've gotten it in the last 2 or 3 years. I've got it 2 or 3 times. I'm like, this is crazy.
This is amazing. So you'll eat steak and eggs.
It seems so weird.
You can't have a burger.
It just seems. No, I'm talking about for breakfast, even.
No, that's what I mean. But you wouldn't have a burger for breakfast.
God, no.
What if I put a fried egg?
The only thing that I will do other than a breakfast sandwich is a BLT for breakfast. That's the exception to the rule.
Because it's bacon.
Yeah.
But I still say that the Sunrise Burger with an egg on a burger.
Yeah.
That fits. That works.
The Royal Red.
Hell yeah.
So just add
there's a reason
egg.
They're not open for breakfast.
They could be.
Serving that. Like McDonald's.
Yeah, well,
they don't serve you a hamburger until 10:30.
Because it's one burger.
Why do they have that rule?
Because it's one burger. Red Robin's got the one burger that can be
eaten
for
breakfast.
They're not going to open at that point because people want
because it's not a breakfast. Because it's not a breakfast.
They're not going to have a full-on breakfast menu. They got one burger that you can have for breakfast.
Yeah. And if you go to a lot of places that just said, hey... if they serve burgers, like, do you mind? Like, that's what she would do. She would just say, do you mind? Like, a little hungover, I want some grease. And they'd be like, yeah, sure, we'll fire you up a burger.
Like a Juicy Lucy, too?
Right, you already got the grill going with bacon and eggs and sausage. It's not like the cook's going to be like, can't put meat on it. And
it's just weird.
And I've had hamburger and eggs for breakfast. Granted, it's not the sandwich, but hamburger fits in the breakfast menu.
What's the Mexican one?
Where does hamburger fit in the breakfast menu?
There's a Mexican dish. That's a hamburger patty over eggs.
Yeah, you're right.
You've never had...
You talking about like a Loco Moco?
Kind of like
or Hawaiian.
That's Hawaiian, yeah.
All right.
I like Loco Moco.
Jesus.
Is that a breakfast food or is that a hangover food?
I don't know.
I think it's a brunchish food. I think it'll work out.
I've only had it for dinner.
You guys have never had
I've had Loco Moco.
No.
No.
You just grill up the you just brown up the hamburger and you throw some scrambled eggs in there. It's great.
I've never seen that.
Dude, that was a regular staple in my house growing up.
This is why we're asking the question.
Right. That takes
this
you
This is
home.
Exactly right. Because it's normal to you. It's not normal to,
little hot sauce
to
on
anybody
there?
Else.
Yeah.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Oftentimes this segment, the head chef coming here, talk about food. Miles is always asking, when are we going to eat some food? Miles, today we have chocolate for you.
Woo! Looks like we got a ton of chocolate, Ted.
We do have a ton of chocolate.
That is a lot of chocolate. That is a lot of chocolate. Man.
We have, we're joined by Ron and Kelsey. You guys are from Gosanko.
Yes.
And you guys make chocolate here locally in Seattle.
Yes, for the last 38 years.
38 years?
Wow.
Yep. Jeez.
Nice.
Okay. Now, are you guys in grocery stores? Are you do you guys have a shop or do you special order?
No, so we are local. We've got 6 stores right now. We've got 3 down in Auburn, one of them being our factory location. Also at the outlet collection down there, as well as a store across from One Main City Hall down in Auburn. We also have a spot at Pike Place down Post Alley, down from the Pink Door. And then we've got a small cafe at the King County International Airport as well. And then we recently just purchased a place up in Leavenworth called The Alps.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I was just up there. That's a fun town.
It's a little outside of Leavenworth, but it's a great little spot, great for pictures, just cutest little spot and ton of different things. So we're into week 3 with that. So don't hold us to too much yet there, but it's been awesome so far. Everybody's been great and it's turning out really
And you
well.
Had to drag Mike Sweets in from Black Raven Brewing as well.
Of course, it's their beer. So we got to bring
it. I know
it's
I was going to say, how did you guys cuz the beer, the Black Raven is in the chocolate.
Yes. It is.
So I was introduced to Ron from his cousin who's a business associate of mine, and I went down there and checked out the factory, and my intention was for us to do a collaboration in bourbon barrels, doing maybe a holiday beer with cocoa nibs, and Ron wanted to do a collaboration actually in a truffle, so I was like, yes, let's try it. So
I love it.
I should also say it's kind of amazing. Like, we have, 6 trays of chocolates, and there's 2 different beers on each one. So, it's great you have the Men's Room IPA in there, but like, man, you have all, the Black Raven assortment.
Right. And so we just started talking. He's like, okay, well, we got to do the Kitty Cat Blues because that one's for our owner. And, you know, these are our most popular ones, and we got to do the Men's Room ones because, you know, you guys are a staple around here. So we're like, absolutely, let's go for it. So he brought us the beer, and we just started making, and we did a couple of taste tests with the brewery guys up there going like, okay, here's the first go on it. What do you guys think? And so there was definitely some back and forth like, hey, we need a little more cinnamon, or, you know, maybe if we did a blueberry or the coconut.
Okay.
You know.
What is the, I've never had, obviously liqueur.
Right.
And things like that. What does the beer do to enhance the flavor of the chocolate? Cause not being that I've never had it before, I will here in a second.
Oh, yes. I will.
I'm just curious how that all kind of, that thought process came about.
It was just like, you need a real kind of a stout beer or a really quality beer to build a good truffle. I mean, a good ganache with it so that it becomes rich and creamy. And you need to be able to get that flavor too. So you need the right beer to go with the right chocolate. So we've really worked with the milk and dark chocolate that really complement the beer. Like when you get into the men's room truffle there, the IPA, you'll really taste it because it really goes good with the chocolate.
All right.
A lot of that is just pairing it and getting it the right way for you.
What percentage of beer do you drink in the process of, right? Because anytime, like if so I'm cooking at home and you require it, Dad, beer or sherry or vodka, like let's face it, you're drinking some of it and then the rest goes,
you know,
to the
rest it's one can here, one can there, you know, another can
definitely
here.
Definitely quality, you know, control.
Yes, know. Yes, I understand.
It's, you know, you can't, you know, it was, let me tell you, when we got down to the, I think we have 9 different truffles
yep.
so far.
We do.
And it's like when you get down to the end of it, you're kind of like, I'm not really sure what we're putting that first one, but you know, yeah. it's going.
Good.
Yeah. But like, no, it's really good. And the relationship that we've with Mike and stuff over at Black Raven has just been great. And the partnership of being able to create these beers is just a fantastic marriage made in heaven. For
we
us.
Would agree with that.
And I think obviously you have them make your beer. That's what makes it so great, you know. Again, they know what they're doing. They have some great beers. Can't wait to do some seasonal truffles with their barrel-aged beer coming in the future. So,
is the process as fun as I'm imagining it? Like when you start, is it just like take a sip of Men's Room IPA, then bite a chocolate, and go, all right, it works,
right? Right.
I mean, in the end.
Like that, but no, it's like. Maybe a couple cans, and then we'll try the chocolate.
All right. Yeah.
But, you know, we have to get the right mixture of making sure it's a lot of fun. But, you know, we started out as a molded chocolate company kind of a thing, doing stuff for Starbucks, Eddie Bauer, Nordstrom, Universe.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Some of the biggest companies around.
Way back in the day.
And then we just pared down because we got tired of being...
Corporate orders.
Yeah, it's just different.
Nickel and diamond,
you
know?
And so now... We have probably about 4,000 wholesale accounts throughout the country
Damn.
That we sell to.
Damn.
But we also do company logos, like, and then we do solid molded stuff. Kelsey's grandfather is the artist and sculptor of all of our pieces.
I was going to ask, how did his family, has this just been passed down through generations
so
as far as being a chocolate maker?
It was my grandfather that started it. He's an artist through and through, and sculpting. So all of our molds started out as a piece of clay that he hand sculpted, and then it got turned into a mold and a plastic tray that chocolate then got put in, and so on and so forth. And whether it got foil wrapped or, you know, it was left as is, it's
so Easter just kicked ass at your house.
You know what? It was great every single time. It's like chocolate was not a problem. It's like, you know, I'd call my grandpa up, hey, it's Christmas, can I bring in some snowflakes to my class? You know, and so it was like that for me growing up. It's like, hey, I need 20 hearts for Valentine's Day, mm-hmm. and Dad's like, yeah, I got you, no worries. So
all right, I got one more. Just because you're the only chocolatiers I know. Why don't we make, like, hollow chocolate? Like, why isn't there, like, a chocolate Uncle Sam on the 4th? So I feel like it's only the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus that get that treatment.
So I refuse to do hollow chocolate.
Just all right.
Because as a kid, I felt so ripped off.
Right?
No, big bunny, and all of a sudden it's nothing. So everything we do is, like, solid molded chocolate. So that's kind of how we got into it. And I actually... I divorced Kelsey's mom and then went to say goodbye to my father-in-law, and then me and him went into the chocolate business.
That's always how it
works. Hey, see you, baby, but you and me and Dad are gone.
Yeah, so, there you go.
So then it becomes, my daughter's been making chocolate with me since she was 4, you know, kind of a thing. And
awesome.
It's just been really a lot of fun. And, you know, we've had even my ex-wife helping us and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
all the family and friends over the years. It's, you know, hey, we got this giant order. Everybody comes in and, you know, everybody works on putting labels on bags or twisting bows on or, you know.
Have you guys ever grabbed like a bottle of Mad Dog 2020 or something that's just completely ridiculous? Here's, you know, Steel Reserve. Have you ever tried anything just way out in left field to see if it would work with the chocolate?
You know, I don't know that we have really. I mean, there's,
I mean,
there's been some.
Rich and rare, whatever.
We make some personal truffles that, you know, I give out to my friends that are.
I think I'm tracking you, Rob.
I think
the butter, right?
The whole thing has to go in, otherwise you're making a mess. Like, right. You know, you got
to... Unfortunately, we don't get to sell those because that's a big...
Yeah,
that's a
sure, sure, sure. I know, completely.
But no, we do that at the holidays and stuff for my friends and stuff. And
we want to be your
friends. I noticed you guys will jump on right? being friends, and we'll take care
of
the price some. But there's some good ones. But yeah, we just have over the years have made all kinds of berries and truffles to all kinds of, like, we do Grand Marnier, rum.
All right.
There's Bailey's, a Southern Peach. There's Kahlua, Irish cream de menthe, rum, Yukon Jack.
Yukon Jack? Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
There's some in those boxes right there for you.
Yukon Jack. I bet it's delicious. It seems like it'd be perfect. It's syrupy. Yep. It's like Fireball. Like Fireball to me would be awesome for this, right?
We've got a Fireball too as well. So. All right.
Should we try one?
Yes.
Yes.
So I guess we got to start with the men's room, right?
Of course. On each tray, there is milk and dark chocolate. So if you have a preference for milk or dark, it's on there for you.
Did Halloween kind of suck for you? Like if you someone gives you a Hershey bar and you're like, man, I know chocolate. This is not the chocolate I want.
I mean, honestly, yeah, to a huge degree.
I figured as much, right?
But also, it's like, okay, I get enough chocolate. I want the gummies. Yeah. I want the candy, right? It's like, I'm good on chocolate, thanks.
Yeah. That is really, really good.
Is it?
Yes.
Good. I'm so glad.
Mm-mm.
So,
wow.
It is a little odd at first because you taste the beer.
Right?
But it doesn't, like, overpower it.
No.
That's really good.
It's very complimentary.
Now, let me ask for people that don't drink, can they eat them? Or is there still, like, booze in it?
So, the alcohol content is so low that most people, if they don't drink, tend to not want it. But generally, it's more of a flavor thing is what I say. Like,
yeah, for sure.
At the end. I mean, the amount of truffles you would have to eat, you would be throwing up at that
point. So you have bigger problems.
You would be so sick to your stomach to even try and get anywhere with
it. You have an eating disorder if you eat enough of these to get drunk. Don't worry about getting drunk.
How do you get the goo inside the ball?
So
ganache, dude.
So
we'd tell you, but then we have to kill you.
No, I know. Right?
So, then please tell him.
It's top secret. You
right.
Know?
It doesn't have a stopper on it. How's it get in there like that?
So really, it's a funnel that we use, paper funnels that we make that we put the ganache in, and we hand fill. Every single one of those gets hand-filled, gets a little dollop of chocolate piped onto it, and then each one, either Dad or I, sitting there at the coating machines, running them through, catching them on the other end and setting them on a tray. And then my stepmom, Susan, she hand-decorates every single one of them.
How do you do this for a living and not eat this all day long?
Because I've been doing it for the last 38 years.
How do you not have diabetes?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm already on two.
I do.
Thank goodness.
I own the company, but yet I am a borderline diabetic. And
you got to be proud of it. Based on these products.
Right?
So I'm serious.
You
got
to own it. But what you find is you tend to want the quality chocolate. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. If you're going to get diabetes,
you're not eating quantity.
Eat the good stuff.
Right?
Yeah, it's quality for sure.
I'll be damned.
That light Pilsner one with the salt on top. I mean, that is
isn't that pretty
right?
Good?
So that's a lime-infused salt that's on top of that. So they're like, we need a little something. So we're like, how about the salt? And then we found the lime-infused salt.
Yeah, that's a Coco Jones one. Fantastic.
Just go Sanko. Awesome. Do you guys have a website?
We do have a website. These are not there yet. We are, we've got them in our stores currently, along with, I think as of today or tomorrow, we will be having the Black Raven beer in our stores as well.
Okay.
So we're getting there. If somebody wants these specifically, they can certainly call and we will facilitate getting that to them.
And I like you have a store post alley. I could put down a couple of these and go get a pint.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. So our website is gosankochocolate.com. It's pretty straightforward. GOSANKO.
Absolutely
chocolate.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Great
so,
stuff.
Plenty
it's fantastic.
There for everybody. And I did want to mention we did the 16th anniversary for Black Raven the beginning of this month. We first time selling the beer truffles and everything. And what we did was $1 from every truffle sell went to the Fisher House.
Oh, oh nice.
Awesome. Nice.
So we raised enough that we sold, we sent them an $850 check.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So
thank you for
finally lived up to his name.
It's
true.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah, thanks so much for including us in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we have a date for your guys' 20th, right? In September, I guess.
I believe so.
Yeah.
You tell us.
We're working on it. We'll put that on.
Right? So we're like, they're like, you guys want to come out again? And we're like, absolutely. So we will be there again when you guys are doing your party to sell truffles and raise some more money again for the Fisher House. Because it just totally was awesome. Everybody was loving it. People kept coming back. One guy almost cried when he had the Coco Jones. I was like,
I've just had two of them.
Dude.
You made our afternoon. Thank you so much. Ron, Mike, Kelsey, that's awesome, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Show of the day is coming up at 5:08. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Big Dummy is a game 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, are you sober or not sober?
I'm kind of not sober right now.
If it takes you that long to answer, we know the answer.
Tell me you're drinking a Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can there, Dwayne.
I was not. I was drinking the lager earlier than that, so I'm back on Busch Light.
Okay.
Busch Latte. Yes. You had a Busch Apple yet?
I have not.
All right.
I haven't found any.
Dwayne, let's see here. What is named after you? You're taking the cocktail, the burger / sandwich, sex move, or the stadium or venue?
I'm having trouble deciding. I think I'll just take a cocktail with some kind of bourbon base.
All right,
but I don't want it. I don't want it to be crazy and hurting people or anything like that. I want somebody to enjoy it. You know what I mean?
What if we call it the Dwayne Pipe?
The Dwayne Pipe.
Yeah. Yeah, let me get the Dwayne pipe.
Typically, like Dwayne, that just depends on the proof of the whiskey or bourbon you pick.
Sure, sure, yeah. I get that. But
gotta get it down to Dwayne.
Guy, the one guy was pitching off his dad's stuff and putting everything together. That just sounded terrible to me.
What if it's a drop shot? The Dwayne drop.
The Dwayne drop?
Yeah.
Dwayne drop.
All right, like that.
I like Dwayne. I like the Dwayne pipe better.
Dwayne pipe.
All right. My apologies, sorry, Dwayne. Yeah. My apologies.
Dwayne juice, maybe?
Mm.
Dwayne
juice. Let's go back to Dwayne pipe,
I don't want to drink
pipe,
your
brother.
Dwayne juice.
Yeah. Dwayne drain.
Yeah. Hanging Dwayne.
Comes out of Dwayne vein.
Yeah.
That's a fried egg on top.
Hanging Dwayne. It's got two olives. And a cocktail weenie.
Hanging Dwayne. Here's your question.
You were coming up with something.
Oh, yeah.
The best ideas.
Delicious.
Right here.
Delicious. All on a toothpick.
Yeah.
Tell everybody that.
All right, your question. What four tournaments make up golf's Grand Slam for men?
Oh, geez. I'm sure Miles knows.
I think I do.
Everybody does.
What makes the Grand Slam at Denny's?
That's pretty well everything.
That's a couple eggs, two sausage links, two slices of bacon, some hash browns, and two pancakes.
So also, you have no
toast,
idea.
Toast and or biscuit.
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or fruit.
Come on, man.
It's
I'm at Denny's.
I'm going to
Denny's to get fruit.
Fruit's great for breakfast.
Yeah.
At Denny's?
Yes. I know that you don't like fruit, man. Don't
I'm
knock
just
it
saying
at the
I would not go to Denny's and be like, hey, some fresh fruit.
I ain't saying it's the best fruit you're going to have, man.
I think what he's saying is when you go out, man, if you're going out to Denny's, skip the fruit. It's like getting the McDonald's salad, you know?
Right, like what is the point of this?
You're at Denny's.
Canned fruit cocktail from Costco.
Get a stack of pancakes.
All right, do you know what makes up the Grand Slam? It's four things.
It's four different tournaments.
Correct.
I can't think of the courses that they're on.
Well, they change the courses every for the most part.
Except one.
Yeah, except for one.
He done now.
Think about the word open.
I don't know, yeah.
The Masters?
Yes.
U.S. Open?
Yes.
British Open?
Yes.
And?
PGA Championship.
Also known as the Pigot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it used to be the U.S. Amateur, but then over the years, they had to change it. And also, the British Open, as I found out recently, is just the Open.
Yes.
That's just the Open. Mm-hmm.
Right. So then we started calling it the British Open. Apparently, the British were very upset, and they were like, you got to put U.S. in front of yours. Ours is the original one. We call it the Open.
God, they just want to just claim everything, don't they?
That's all right. Let's just start calling it the original Open.
Well, you got to remember. You have York, then you have New York.
Yeah.
So we do that a lot.
Jersey. Yeah. Why don't we call it the new opening? But, make them real uncomfortable.
We get one tournament. We got three. We whooped them again, right?
There you go.
I say we change the name. It's not New York anymore. It's Best York.
Yeah. Oh, just drill it home. We can't really go Best Jersey, but, you know.
Yeah.
Other Jersey.
Best Mexico.
Yeah. All right, your question. What is the three-letter word for a young goat?
A kid.
It is a Ted, huh?
Kid.
Kid.
It's a Ted.
It's a Ted.
Ted.
Yes.
Ted.
Kid shit with the goat.
And you were happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby goat. Like, you got a Ted?
You.
Big dummy.
Hello, Jen. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jen, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Definitely not sober. Drinking a men's room IPA.
Love you, Jen. Thank you for doing that. You should grab more for the 3-day weekend.
Fred Meyer and Bonnie Lake.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Freddy's and Bonnie Lake. All right.
Are you grilling this weekend, Jen?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Grab more beer, all right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Grab some holy sausage while you're at it.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to find the sausage, though. So
you need to talk to Freddy's up there.
Available at QFC locations in Hagen. You might find it in Lake Taps.
Oh, okay. Maybe, yeah. Cool. Or in a bro.
All right, Jen, what is named after you? Are you taking the cocktail, the burger / sandwich, sex move, or the stadium venue?
You know, it's between the sandwich and the sex move, but I think I'm going to go sex move because I don't think anybody's picked that today.
Four people have.
Oh. Well, I don't know. The Odyssey app kind of sucks, but.
Well, no, it's fine. Whatever your move is, you can do whatever you want. We're not going to judge you.
Because I don't remember what we just did.
I'm going to do the sex move, and it's going to be called the Slippery Stoner.
Nice.
Slippery Stoner. Okay.
All right. And I'll leave that up to your imagination.
You see, you take a bong rip, will you?
Yep. And by the way, silicone bong all the way, because I've broken many bongs. Silicone is the way to go.
Oh, yeah, you're not wrong.
You're
not
wrong. Water everywhere.
I don't know if I've ever tried it.
Really?
No. Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
All right, my slippery stoner there. Here's your question. Which Secret Service agency, Jesus Christ, does James Bond work for? What Secret Service agency does James Bond
Mr. Bond. Does it appear your hippos are so hungry?
There's a promo.
You are the next Bond villain. I can feel it.
I don't know. The gun kind. I don't know.
MI6.
MI6.
That's the English, like, FBI?
It'd be CIA more likely.
That's real, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are they MI5 or MI6? Which one's the real one?
I think MI6 is real.
Really? Okay.
There's a famous meme where he's like at a casino and they're playing Hungry Hungry Hippos instead of gambling.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, MI6.
It is MI6. Mm-hmm. Huh, okay.
Mr. Bond.
All right. Jen, your question in the nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What meat did the third little piggy eat?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, roast beef.
Yeah, roast beef.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Roast beef.
We've all been there, brother.
Roast beef.
Yeah, he's getting down.
We want to apologize for that roast beef joke.
You're offending everybody.
Yeah, he's a little piggy for roast beef. All right, hey, we're going to find out what happens when Jesus Christ, when chocolate meets beer
come up for air.
Good God.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink test. Can Steve throw a hill to find out who we're toasting?
Yes, indeed. And today's shot is brought to you by Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Before we get to the shot, quick shout out to Mr. Jacob Pruss. Keep doing what you're doing. It does not go unnoticed. You know who you are. Now, today, we toast three Chinese women that were visiting South Korea. Now, as it turns out, I did not know this, but South Korea, the plastic surgery clinics, they are renowned as some of the best in the world. So,
most plastic surgery in the world.
Really?
Is South Korea.
Huh. I did not know that. Yeah. Okay, so if you're in China, it's a neighbor. And no surprise that women from other Asian countries like China regularly fly to South Korea to get work done on their faces. Now, the problem is that a few of them, they just stop at the nose jobs or the facelifts or the Botox, but some of them completely remodel their faces. And that's when the trouble began for our three travelers. Because passing through airport customs with these plastic surgery certificates that they give you, usually that's good enough. However, in this particular case, their faces had changed so much that China could not recognize them either through the computer facial recognition or their passport. I saw a picture of one of them. They look entirely different. So basically, your body needs some time to recover from the plastic surgery. So if nothing else, you're going to end up being swollen. But these ladies left the day after the plastic surgery. So not only were they swollen, they also had bandages wrapped around their faces and heads. Now keep in mind, they are the women. But again, facial recognition said, I do not know who this is. It did not match the passport. They're like, we can't let you through. So far, we're on day three of these women just stuck in a South Korean airport trying to get back home to China.
Yeah, I just found that out a couple of weeks ago. That's the number one country for plastic surgery.
I don't know. Just read that today. Apparently, that's the place to go. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.